Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Hey, really good.
Really good?
Yeah.
Good.
I feel great.
Excellent. We're just picking our songs for our Feel Good Friday themed show, which we do every week here.
We've been told we have to get them in advance.
And off a new special restricted list.
Restricted list indeed. We apparently were going too far with our choices, which I think last week, I don't know what did it, but it must have been Britney Spears' Till the World Ends. Not Happy Jen.
Because when this whole thing started, yeah. You could get any song you wanted. We were ripping them off YouTube and everything, right? then they were like, absolutely not. You guys are too wild. You can only pick them from ones in the system. We're like, okay, cool. So we're going through the system, hunting out like the little hidden gems that hadn't been unearthed for a while.
I wasn't going to tell you guys, but they actually pulled me aside and said that I'm not allowed to go away from the show and leave you two by yourselves because what? You guys went rogue.
I feel like that's bullshit.
And they need me to keep you in line.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest load of horseshit I've ever heard. Yeah. Because you know what, Jay?
It all went down when I wasn't here.
Okay, so the songs that we played.
I'm tainted with this brush.
Do you know what? You are such an ass licker when it comes to Feel Good Friday songs. Yeah, I'll play a popular dance song from 1997, such as Aqua.
I like the songs I pick, but like I am the goody two shoes in this threesome when it comes to the Feel Good Friday songs.
That's because you.
It's just easier. Just pick a song.
Yeah, but none of them are of interest to me.
It's meant to be our personal opinion.
But there's so many great songs from the 90s and the 2000s.
So this is.
I disagree.
This is the song. This is a song that we chose. That was approved, by the way.
Approved.
Coombs, Cooking on Three Burners.
We play this
girl.
Yeah. It's in the system. It's played on the station. And they lost their minds. The management
broke down.
So
that was the song that did it?
At 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there was that one.
Yeah.
And we got messages. What a great way to start your Feel Good Friday. Like this pumps you up at 6 a.m. You're getting into this, right?
Yeah.
This was the second choice. And I think this might have done it. But once again, it was approved. It was approved.
They were all approved.
By our manager.
And then,
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great song.
The old, like, door swung back around on us.
You would have loved this.
I still do. It's
Britney.
In my playlist.
Also, received messages about this.
This got played on the radio when it launched as a single.
Of course it did.
Great song, Britney. Till the World Ends. Get ready.
I can take it, take no more. Never felt like this before.
This might surprise the two of you.
Yeah.
But of all Britney songs.
You love that one.
I think that one's probably one I like more than the others.
Okay.
Oh, it's just so good.
It is a great song.
That makes
I like
me
it.
Feel good. And the last one, this is what we put in place of your song.
Yeah.
So this is what we chose for you.
Oh, for me? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like this is totally fine as well. PCD, don't you?
Oh, yeah. This we play this as well.
Of course we do.
Especially on our party nights on a Friday after 6. It gets wild.
So what happened, I think, they heard a rapper in this and they lost their minds.
You know what? Fair enough. I mean, that was a tame week for us. We've put some whack shit on the air and we've gotten away with it.
Pussycat Dolls,
that
though, too much.
That is actually all within the line, so I don't know why. I don't
Neither
know what
do
happens.
I. Neither do I.
It's all right, guys.
It's all a mystery.
Happen.
What they've done is given us different categories. This is a little behind the curtains chat here. We're just going through them before we've got the 2000s party list with songs such as Natasha Bedingfield, These Words.
I don't want to be at that party. Ever.
Hey, it's still a party. It's still, you know, These Words makes that song makes some people feel good. Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me.
Oh, I do. I like that one.
Yeah, but that's just any Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, but
it could be Taylor
that's
Swift.
Party.
Taylor Swift's Cats Farting and you'd be all over it.
This is one of my faves, even though it is a good song. I Don't Feel Like Dancing. The Scissor Sisters. No, that is a feel-good song.
That is.
That fits the category. I'd never choose it, but...
Actually, this 2000s list isn't too bad.
Do you know what I find amusing, though, Crevo, is that you sit there and you're like, I only like new stuff, blah, blah, blah. And that's cool. But at some point, these songs were brand new and you would have listened to them.
Yeah, but I've just stopped and never don't listen to them anymore.
Look, we're all open. We're towing the company line.
We always tow the company line.
Yeah, because we support our company's music.
One list I think they shouldn't have bothered printing off for us, though, was the 70s party list.
Yeah, what's on that, out of curiosity?
The 70s/80s party.
I'm going to call it before you start reading it. Yeah. Jade's going to like some of these.
Oh, of course, because I'm not a, what is it? Oh, I don't know, one of the words I use these days.
Don't Young you? Person.
I like everything.
You like a dramatic song. So, some examples of the 70s list / 80s party. Irene Cara, Flashdance, What a Feeling.
Oh, yeah, What a Feeling. Yes.
I think you would like Locomotion as well, Jade.
Yeah, come on, do the Locomotion
with me. What about Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama?
Oh, Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, not the cool Kid Rock version. It's the original.
The old school. See, I like these. See, I love all music genres other than screamo.
Time Warp, Rocky Horror Picture
yes!
Show.
Jade, I was walking down the street just having a think when a sweet old guy gave me a good old wink. I like it. It's a good song.
What about Ike and Tina Turner, Nutbush?
Nutbush, see, living.
I know what they're catering to. Jade's musical taste.
And you know what? I'm smack bang the demo that they're targeting. I'm just letting you guys know.
What,
pointing it out.
Mid-30s, married white girl with 3 chihuahuas.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. Anyway, we've made our choices for today, for Friday. Should we reveal them? We might as well just finish the music chat.
I chose Stardust, Music Sounds Good With You.
Oh, sounds really?
Better. Sounds good song. Better with you, yes. Music sounds better with you.
I don't mind that.
It's a good song, though.
It's okay.
Crevo, you went for the, what
the
did you
The token
go?
Urban song,
Ariana
side to side.
And Nikki.
Been up all day.
I'm actually so happy I found my choice again. I wouldn't have thought of this if it wasn't for the list. I'm just saying.
What was yours?
That's a good positive out of the list, isn't it?
Star Sailor, Four to the Floor.
Oh, good song.
We both chose artists with the word star in it.
This is a really shitty YouTube version of it, though. A great song, Four to the Floor.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun. So
anyway, that's what goes on behind the scenes here. If you wonder what we do after the show, it's
that's a bit
pretty much this. Mm.
I forgot to tell you guys over the weekend.
Yeah,
I went to a place called the Italian Cottage.
Was it good?
What is that?
It was in Cessnock.
Yeah,
amazing Italian food.
Okay.
Wow, the Italian cottage.
Yeah. Jinx.
So I actually thought, right, if I had people unjinx. From out of town who were visiting, were going to the wineries, it'd be a great lunch spot.
Who'd you go there with?
Emmy. There, you went out there to look at that bank, that old bank.
Yeah, I went out to look at the old bank.
Crevo found a piece of land he really wants to buy out there.
Really?
Were the windows? Could you go in and have a look?
No.
Oh, bummer.
At Cessnock?
Yeah.
You're moving out there.
Not moving there.
Just buying property.
You'd love to buy this investment
property. Would you go halves in a property with Jade? She's on the market for a new house at the moment.
Too many conflicts of interest.
Cessnock?
Really?
Yeah. Wouldn't do it?
Because I think what I'd want to do, like investment-wise with it, may conflict with you.
Well, how do you know if you don't ask?
Because I'm just concerned about... Like into doing business with friends,
here
that
we go.
Kind of big business.
We're already doing business.
A different. You constrain a friendship if you do something big like that.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Don't be offended.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking I would love to do it, like invest in it with my mum.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That's cute.
Yeah, you but can't be angry at that, Jade.
Yeah, how adorable.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can do it. It's
it's
probably
a nice
too much.
Place. It's so nice.
It's really cool.
I'd love it if you got it.
Yeah, it's like a 1930s bank.
Would you
it's
Airbnb
really
it?
Really pretty.
I'd
You could, that would actually be really cool.
Why don't you pay Jade to be like the person that goes and cleans up and puts the new soaps into the dispensers and whatnot? I'm sure she would. You do that?
Too far. 40-minute drive.
40-minute drive.
I reckon you would.
Yeah, as long as I was getting like good mates, right?
Like $50 a clean.
I don't know what the standard is.
Well, it depends. Some people might be massive pigs. But, you know, other people might be really clean.
Most people are respectable. The kind of people who would want to go stay in an Art Deco bank as an Airbnb whilst drinking wine aren't going to be the sort of ragers that you've got to worry about. Frangers.
You say that.
Picking them up in the morning.
And all over the floor.
Yeah, you know.
I'm thinking more red wine just splashed everywhere.
No, I don't think so. From the big winery trip.
There'd just be crumbs of cheese. That's the only thing you'd have to worry about, ants.
Feed the mice.
A little Dyson run around.
No, that's cool. And I get it. But I don't think so. I think I'm very good when it comes to business. So, your loss.
I think, I don't know. I regret saying that now. I should have just said nothing. Are you offended, Jade?
No. We're already in business together. I know.
So, like, you can't be too upset.
You know what? It's a big commitment to buy a house with somebody. I think that you're a little bit out of order if you think just because Creever doesn't want to buy a house with you, it doesn't mean he thinks any less of you.
Well, I sort of feel that way.
It's a marriage.
It's
not, though. Like, everything's done legally. There's paperwork. As long as it's all done above board.
Buying a house with another person, probably a bigger commitment than marriage.
I think it is.
You don't think so?
Because here's the thing,
not
right?
Really.
As an
example, you can get out of a house quick smart, or you can just put it on the market.
As an example, Jade, right? You have this thing where you never want to sell.
Yeah.
So straight away, I can see that we may conflict.
No, there's a difference. See, this is where you got to talk to people. So there's a difference when it comes to different investments. There is. If it's an investment property, then that's fine. Like, there's different things that I would sell when it comes to property.
But you see, like, what if you want to sell and I want to, and I don't?
You just buy me out.
Or you wouldn't have the money for that.
Sell my portion to the...
You can't.
Yeah, but I don't want to sell. I would not sell that.
But what if I want to sell?
Well, then we sell it. If we come up with a good arrangement, I'd try and buy you out. Or I'd sell that. There's things. I don't know.
So what I'm getting from this conversation...
Stop changing your mind.
Financial advisor Creevo, I'm getting your vibes here. What you're saying is you need the capital in order to buy a house with somebody to pay out the rest of it if something goes wrong. So
what would
you
go
both
wrong
would need the
if
capital.
You're just investing in a building.
Okay.
And then you pay the... Obviously, you've still got to pay the rent because you'd be using it for business purposes unless we started the business up together. You just got to work out all the terms and conditions. You might want to rent it out to someone. These are questions that we have to have answered.
So
T's and C's apply.
My best friend.
This is a big hypothetical.
I know, it's so ridiculous.
This is so stupid.
But like,
well, you're living though, isn't it?
I've known since I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
He wanted to do, this was years ago or a couple years ago, an in property investment together. We have done everything together. I'm like the godfather.
Everything.
I'm the godfather to his son. Like, I'm his,
we're
his best Bali friends.
Trips.
Since for...
Have you shared a woman?
No.
You said everything.
Well, no, just as friends, right?
You're on the spit.
that's inappropriate, but okay. Hey,
What's it called? Look, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't invest in property with him.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's just too much potential to ruin the friendship. I don't want to put our friendship at stake,
Jade.
That's
sweet.
Is that good enough for you, Jade?
Yeah, that's a fine reason. I guess I was just a little bit sensitive because at the 6:50 break today, like, you carried on over Creevo.
Jade, it's a bit of fun on the show, relax.
Oh, it didn't come across jokingly.
Anything else you want to get off your chest whilst we're here?
No, that's
therapy session.
You know what? We go through this every single month. Block out a week. When Jade says she's PMS, everything you say is magnified and analyzed.
Well, it's coming up in the show later. So do you have issues with Creevo when it's a joke?
Look,
Because we were,
Jade's wanting to buy a van, and she called Crevo Creepo because he owns a van.
Yeah, but you've had that nickname on the show like for the last 2 years, and then all of a sudden,
not regularly.
It just dropped the kill the vibe of the break, and then it just didn't feel very supported. That's all.
I don't think it did.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't a great break, but that's okay. You can make your mind up when you listen to it later on.
Yeah, you can. But I'm gonna stand by it. I don't like it as a nickname.
Well, that's okay. You should have told us.
To be fair, I don't think he knew you were going to pull it out. So can he read your mind?
Oh, because
and that's
for
what
2 years.
You seem to think.
I don't really remember it coming out. Maybe,
it has.
Maybe
you just
not
forgot.
On the show. I don't remember it on the show.
Maybe once or if I had it to has. Put a number on it, maybe once or twice. But in 2.5 years.
Mm. Anyway. It's like I wasn't overly offended. I just more played it up for the show.
Yeah.
But
you should have put a couple of ha-has.
Okay.
But anyway, you live and you learn.
What I do have? Maybe I'll just have these on standby the next time. Just standby.
Have you got a treat for us, have you?
I do, actually. Here we go. I'm just going through my library of sounds. What I'll have next time, you said insert a ha-ha, I'll have one of your crazy laughs on standby. Would that help the situation?
I think so.
No, Creepo, yes. You grubber, you're buying a van.
We call you Creepo Creevo around town.
Yeah, that's funny.
I do have one of you two, Creevo.
Oh, good.
Let's hear yours. Creevo laugh. It's funny what I save things under. There's one file in here called Flip Flop Creevo. I wonder what that is. Creevo laugh. Here we go. Oh, you're such a creepo, Creevo.
Much better, suddenly.
Yeah.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye, guys.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Buddy, and Creevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Creevo.
Do you know what the trick is? You've got to get down on your knees and
act like a dog.
No, act like a dog. But the thing is, they get scared because you're towering over them and because you're a stranger. So I always find when I'm trying to lure in a lost pet.
Lure in a dog. It's a steal.
This is the No-Gos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Morning, guys. How are we today?
Good morning.
Oh, there you go, Creevo. I'll turn you on.
Thank you.
That's always nice, isn't it? Hey, you good?
I do like it when you turn me on, Maddie.
Do you? Who knew? Interesting conversation on the way to work this morning.
Yeah.
Jade, I'm throwing you in it. I'm sorry. So,
that's fine.
Just, chit-chatting away, and she says, you know, I really admire Abby Miller from Dance Moms. And I'm like, oh, who? I never watched it. Just
Who's
a few
that?
Clips
yeah.
here and there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out it's the woman that yells at children. She goes, I really admire her. I've got a clip here of Abby Miller in action. Uh-huh. This is her yelling at JoJo Siwa. Who
is that
could
that
possibly
kid?
Yell at JoJo Siwa?
Yeah,
this
yeah, yeah.
Here
She's
it
older
is.
Now.
She's... Here it is.
She deserves nothing. That you are entitled in this world. You are not. You deserve nothing else. You earn it. You can't stand here and cry. I will no crying children. None.
Well, if you yell at me, I'm gonna cry.
Get out. Go.
Get out.
I really admire her, she says.
No, what is it? She's a strong woman and just...
Against little kids.
No. Like, behind the scenes, like, just... I just admire women who sort of build an
yeah,
empire. And, although it didn't end up working so well for her because she ended up, like, pleading guilty to felony and bankruptcy fraud. She went to jail for a year. Did you know that?
Well, absolutely had no idea.
I've never heard of her before this morning.
Yeah, neither.
Really?
Yeah.
So anyway, and
just
then she ended up
common criminal
getting...
by the sounds of it.
No, it's really sad. Then she developed lymphoma, a form of cancer which made her unable to walk. So now she uses a wheelchair to get around.
Well,
it's
you had
sad.
To bring it to that,
that
didn't you, Jade?
Sad.
You just, you know.
Well, it's very sad.
She yells at children.
No, she yells at children.
And does crime.
Yeah, but she
why did you make it awkward? Let's move along now.
I didn't make it awkward.
Lads versus Lasses up next. We have a family pass to the show up for grabs. We need one guy, one girl. The winner will walk away with that pass today. The lines are now open on 13 10 09.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yes, we are still looking for a lass this morning. If you want to play 131009, the winner of today's Battle of the Sexes will walk away with a family pass to the show. The Newcastle show happening this weekend, March 5th through 7th. Tickets available newcastleshow.com.au.
That's right, and it's time to meet our lad this morning. Les, you're from Wyong, a traffic controller. And single and ready to mingle. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, Les isn't on the phone right now. We'll just
get him. Oh, he dropped out.
That's okay.
Here we go. New FM, who's this?
Jody.
Hey, Jody. Let's go to our lass. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Well, yeah, going well, thank you. How was your night last night?
I worked.
Oh, bummer. Oh, so you're on your way home now to have a sleep?
No, I'm on my way back to work.
Oh, my God. You're, like, doing back-to-back shifts.
Yeah, the life of a nurse.
Oh, you do great work.
Good stuff. Are you going to get the jab first, Jody?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Not looking forward to it, but it's something we've got to do.
I guess the jab part hurts,
absolutely. The whole immunity thing sounds good, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's get into the questions, guys.
Okay, here we go. Your first question, Jody. TN sneakers are made by which shoe company?
Oh.
Get a pair of TNs.
No idea.
That's right, Nike. Question number two. What are the two roles of a fence on woodworking saws?
The two roles of a...
A fence on woodworking saws.
A fence.
No dice, Jody.
Apparently it's accuracy and safety. I have to look into that.
It's the thing on the side that, like, guides the wood. It's a fence.
You know, my favourite thing of all time is watching Crevo and Jade bicker over the questions.
Yeah. All right, question number three. Whereabouts on a car does a window louver normally get attached to?
Usually the back window, isn't it?
That's correct.
Oh, good stuff.
One right.
Yes.
One out of three.
Good stuff. Well, we still need a lad. Our phones have dropped everyone off this morning, if you want to play. 131009, we'll put 10 seconds on the board. Ah, sorry, Jade, we've got Sam online too now.
Sorry, no.
Hi, Sam.
How you doing, Sam?
Nope, Sam's not online too. Now he is. Hey, Sam, how are you?
You win,
Jody.
We win. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? You deserve it because you did great work, so...
Also, you won.
The lads let us down today.
Yeah.
You need to catch up, though. All good. Crevo, we're talking sausage smuggling next.
Yeah, so a sausage smuggling ring has been busted wide open. Who knew it was such a thing? A lot of these people are smuggling, especially what we call Devon, the Americans call baloney. Who
really?
Knew it was such a big thing?
Yeah.
We'll
awesome.
Find out about it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
They're so good. Now, Crevo's busted a sausage smuggling ring right now.
Would you like some sausage? Would you like some sausages?
Yeah, it's not often that you get to do a sausage smuggling story, is it?
No, and you always give me flack for some of the weird stuff that I like to play in my openers, but that was next level shit.
A bit of a cult film, that one.
Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah.
Never seen it?
No, I've
that
heard of it.
That surprises me, actually, because I feel like that's right up the sort of weird 90s movies.
That's that
you
weird Seth
on...
guy or whatever, Tom Green?
Tom Green, yeah.
Yeah, I never liked Tom Green, not my humour.
Yeah, very strange movie. Anyway, we moved to the United States for this sausage smuggling story because apparently over there, for some reason, a guy decided it'd be a good idea to try and sneak 125 kilos of what we called Devon in the boot of his car. Like, you know when some cars in the boot have this bit you can lift up and put the spare tire in?
Yeah.
He'd filled that to the brim with big old Devon rolls in some sort of bizarre smuggling idea that he had. He was going from Mexico to the US and decided it would be a good idea to just jam the trunk with sausage.
Devon's
so
found.
Is the price of Devon cheaper?
I don't even think so. Like, I just can't imagine Devon being expensive in America.
I can't believe Devon's actually crossed our shores into other countries.
Well, they call it bologna in America, but I just translated it for everyone. And it's, look, it, honestly, it looks like
thanks
those.
Thanks for that, Dr. Spock.
Those big, like, PAL dog rolls, the ones that they've got. It doesn't even look appealing. Look at these, oh, no, these big. These big pink things.
I'm
just
looking at it right now.
So I'm a little foul. Confused. What's the crime?
Well, you're not allowed to take pork products in without, like, permission.
Yes.
And
yes.
He was concealing
There's
it.
No pork. There's no meat in Devon.
Well, what they do is they wave it near some pork and then it's pork flavoured. But, it was obviously not allowed. $1,000 fine, which doesn't seem much, but it makes you wonder, like, what's the motivation for doing that?
I mean,
pure craziness, I reckon.
Well, I guess if you want to make some money, some people like Devon. I don't know who, but they're out there.
Look, they must be, because they keep selling
don't
it.
Don't give Devon a bad rap.
Oh, Devon's gross,
it's not that
Maddie.
Bad.
Oh, you're one of those kids who grew up on Devon and tomato sauce and just two white pieces of bread.
Like most Australian kids.
Ew, yeah. What are you eating in your lunchbox?
Do you know what I do like? You can get the fancy Devon, the Berliner Devon. It's like slightly smaller and meatier. Delicious.
The truth comes out now.
Are you a regular Devon?
They do microwave cakes style.
Sorry, like, when Maddie just said delicious, he's using his hands like an Italian. Delicious.
I'm with you, Maddie. You wrap it around mashed potato and put a bit of sauce in there. Banger.
Oh, yeah. Good.
It's a you pass
know what?
From me.
You're the sort of sicko that would be getting a standard a standard sausage, and you'd be getting a toothpick, wrapping the thin layer of Devon around it and sticking the toothpick through it. And then, like, baking it in the oven?
That's just silly. You can't. You
cheese.
Don't bake Devon, Jade.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past you.
What did you grow up on?
Big old Devon chef.
You two are so judgy. What did you grow up on?
Because everyone hates Devon. You're this exception all of a sudden. It's bizarre.
Oh, sorry, Crevo. You too. I mean, what did you grow up on? Camembert and fig jam. Like, give me a break.
I grew up on fairy bread.
That explains so much.
Just the passing
really does.
No, it doesn't.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. What makes
the
world
go? The voice is an interesting thing, and we think that we're pretty good at deciphering how old you are by your voice alone.
Mm-hmm.
We are playing What's My Age Again next. So this is where we ask you a random bunch of questions and try and decipher just how old you are.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Today, let's do it. Everyone that gets to air for this gets a family pass to the show.
Perfect.
All right, let's go wild.
Maddie, you're absolutely smashing this.
Yeah, let's look at the leaderboard.
You're on 8, Maddie. I'm on 4, and Crevo's on 3.
Trailing behind.
Trailblazer.
Long way to catch up.
You suck at this game, Jade.
I'm not coming last.
Yeah, but you...
Well, I love how you're just trying to have a go at me.
Well, Crevo really sucks, so there's no use saying that.
Right. It's beating a dog that's already on the ground.
Pretty much.
I hope you feel bad, Maddie.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yeah, we love this game. Bit of fun for your Tuesday morning. This is where you call up. We ask you a series of random questions in order to decipher your age.
Mm-hmm.
On offer today, every single person that gets on the game wins a family pass to the show, which is happening this weekend. Guys, newcastleshow.com.au for tickets.
Kicking it off with Kayla. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, excellent. All right, question number one for you. When was the last time that you ate Devon?
Oh, God. 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Okay. Do you have stains on your couch?
Yes.
Lots of stains. What kind of stains?
All different stains.
Okay.
Different stains.
All right. I'm going to guess you are 36, Kayla.
I think you are 27, Jade.
I'm going to go with 30.
Closest without going over?
28.
Oh, that's one for me. You won. Good. You say 27. Closest without going over.
Thank you for that, Kayla. Off to the show for you. Let's go to Narelle next, guys. Hey, Narelle, how are you today? Narelle.
Oh, hi. I can hear you now.
Oh, hey, Dale. How are you? Jay, first question from you, please.
All right, Narelle, your first question is, where did you go on your first date?
I went to Warner's Bay.
Warner's Bay on your first date. Okay, another question for you, Narelle. Do you buy milk, and if so, what size bottle?
3 liter white milk.
All right, Crevo, guess,
think
please.
You are 31.
I'm going to go with 33.
I'm going to say 42.
45 it is.
Oh, yes!
Another one for Maddie.
Oh, Maddie.
Maddie's on the move, and you're off to the show.
All right. Congratulations, Narelle. We're going to Natasha now.
Hey, Natasha.
Hello.
Hi. All right. Question number one for you this morning. Do you own a pair of designer sunnies? If so, what brand?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Next
Reba.
Question for you. What was the best holiday you've ever been on?
Thailand.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to say you're 36.
I think you are 51 years old.
I think you're 37.
42.
Another point for me.
Good job. Cleaned up. Off to the show, Natasha. Congratulations. Thanks for playing. There you go. You've actually dragged some back today, Crevo.
Yeah,
I'm still far ahead, though, so
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, still got a long way to go. You're not in any danger yet.
Did you get any today, Jade?
No, I didn't.
No.
No points.
Oh, sorry, Del. You're really good at
this
game.
You're such a sore winner in
sorry,
your words.
Not, sorry, not sorry.
You always give it to me. I'm actually a lot more of a humble winner than you are. No, I am.
Okay.
All right, nice brag.
We're working
Weird
that
flex,
out.
But okay.
Up next, Jade, you are a winner because you are buying a new car.
Oh, well, maybe. We're discussing it at the moment. And actually,
where do you find the money,
Ferrari?
Jade?
No.
You going Ferrari?
No.
Lamborghini?
No. You know, I'm not into Ferraris or Lamborghinis.
Bentley. You going a Bentley?
No, not even that.
Range Rover?
No, I wouldn't say no, but...
Yeah, okay, well, we could go through every type of car brand for the whole morning if we want.
We could, but actually, Crevo, I need your expertise.
My help? What do I know about... I've never bought a new car in my life.
Well, you're not called Crepo Crevo for no reason because you drive a van.
Nobody calls me that.
Yeah, they do.
You?
No, everyone calls you that.
There's old Creepo in his white van again.
Yeah.
That is not a nickname.
Well, I don't know. You seem to know everything about vans, so we're going to get...
I've owned one van in my life.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, big moment in life for you. You're getting a new car.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Well, maybe.
Brand new car.
No.
Very car. Big money.
I wish... No. So it's not actually me. It's my husband, Benny. We're chatting about our cars. And he said, oh, I'm thinking, maybe it's coming up time for an upgrade.
So what do you have now? A Ford Mondeo.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to talk about my cars on air at the moment. Because after my keying experience, I'm a bit scarred. But, so we're thinking of upgrading one of our vehicles. And so... he said, maybe we should look at getting a van, like Crepo Crevo. I said...
I don't want to be called that. I just don't. Millionaire Mark, I can accept, even though I'm not a millionaire. This one, I'm just saying, call me something else.
Well, look, it's the tag that goes with a van. We'd look like Creepos too if we had a van. It's something about people who own vans.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
What about all tradies?
Way to offend every single weird tradie in Newcastle, Jane.
Yeah.
Not please. But it makes you wonder when they drive past, so.
No,
especially when they have the curtains.
Well, look, when you do have curtains in a van, I will say that is very creepy.
Well,
like,
no,
why do you need curtains?
I'm not pinpointing all tradies. I'm pointing anyone with a van.
People with curtains in vans are either hippies or creeps. Don't you think?
Nah, well, I disagree. But okay. That's unbiased because I own a van.
Because you own a van, you're like, ah, I'm not evil. Yeah, we're not saying evil. It's just a bit weird. But anyway.
You're going to buy one, Jade.
You're about to buy one.
I know. And that's fine.
Rusted glass houses.
I'm a weirdo. So, you know, I'll be labelled like that too if we get
What kind of van are you looking at?
Well, this is what we couldn't...
getting like
This is what we couldn't agree on.
Like an old hippie van?
No, I don't like those.
No?
No.
Not those ones?
No, 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 no. So that's why we weren't sure because, like, there's so many new ones out there at the moment.
There's a lot of different
vans. Because you rate yours.
Yeah, well, the only issue, and it wouldn't be a problem with you, the passenger seat on mine is too small for my legs. So I'm driving only. But for you, you'd be fine.
Jade and her husband, though, are like Santa's elves.
Yeah, they'd be absolutely
very
short. Yeah, we'd be able to fit.
You'd be fit fine. It's like, in terms of like reliability and stuff, very good.
Yeah.
Plenty of space. Cool.
Where are you finding the money for a new car?
Well, it's a discussion. Well, I'm not saying we're doing it tomorrow. But
next week.
Are you buying a new house as well?
Hopefully one day.
Whoa, why can't I afford a new car and house?
Well, I've been buying lotto tickets.
Special negotiations.
And putting it out to the universe.
Did you win?
No, I haven't.
Or even a small win, like 80 grand or something?
No, I haven't. But you know what? I was actually talking to someone the other day, and he won $4,000 playing Powerball, and he was one ball off, no joke, one ball off, winning the jackpot. He couldn't believe it.
Oh, and I just gutted, thought, wouldn't you?
He lives locally, so I was thinking, you know, it's about time someone in Newcastle won. So
someone in the Broadmeadow area?
Fingers crossed.
That was one of life's great stories.
I think so.
Are you buying a van or not?
Well, I don't know. Well, hopefully.
So oh, it's
because
like,
we're
really
thinking of doing it up, like with putting a mattress in there and everything.
A bed, and then you go like around sleeping in it in different places.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, Jade, let your hair grow out grey nomad.
Yeah, coming up. You're already there.
You've got the streak, doll. Because I own it.
I know.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
And we'd get like one of those hockey straps and we'd hockey strap the washing basket to the...
What strap?
Oh, is it a jockey strap? What are they called?
Hockey strap.
An hockey strap.
This is The Novos.
New FM. What makes the
world go. So 2021 maths, it's been huge this year. And of course, things are getting pretty, I'm going to say, exciting is probably the right word. There's a bit of like arguments and stuff heating up now.
No.
It's starting to get to the hotter part of the season. We're going to meet Beck and Jake up next who, let's just say things got interesting last night with a boring comment.
Oh, here it is.
I like to have a joke a little bit more. And so I find Jake boring sometimes.
Oh.
He makes 32 seem really, like, old.
She criticizes him openly to his face.
If someone, a love interest, calls me boring, it's a pretty hard thing to cope with. It just makes me feel uncomfortable for him.
James really spoke highly of me. Like, you're a good guy, you've got a good mind, and this and that.
Apparently I'm boring, but... I felt tonight, Beck was probably pretty harsh, actually. Anything I do or say around her, it's just, it's not good enough.
Aww. I don't like that, the poor bugger.
You don't say, that's not a nice person saying that in front.
He's a good looking guy as well, what's she doing?
Like what's wrong with just going, our personalities just don't match up?
Yeah.
Like you don't call someone
boring. It's right in front of them like they're not even there. Anyway, we're talking to them next so we can ask her about that.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Of course, MAFS is in full swing, continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9.
That's right. Now, we are speaking to Beck. Apparently, Jake has pulled the pin at the last minute, which is an interesting turn of events.
Mm.
And it'll be interesting to hear Beck's side of the story on this one.
All right, here we go. Oh, the buttons. Come on. Hey, Beck, how are you?
Good, thanks. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Hi. Beck.
Morning,
oh,
indeed.
Oh, Beck, we've all just heard the audio. What happened? They're so mean.
Oh.
Or was that just edited in a way to make you look like...
A villain.
A villain.
It's meant to be a drama show, so no drama happens. Of course, an edit's going to have to happen.
Okay, all right. Well, try and give us context then as to how... You know, make yourself look good here. You've got the floor.
Of course, if you're just tuning in as well, comment on the show last night, Beck called Ryan boring.
Called Jake boring.
Jake, sorry. All the same.
So obviously there's plenty of footage. We're filmed pretty much 24/7 to back up how I'm feeling. Yeah. In a relationship, if you're not feeling it, you're always going to look like the villain if the other person is. And unfortunately for me, that's where I was standing after the most boring honeymoon that had ever occurred in my life, kind of unfolded. And
have you been married before?
No. No, but you obviously envision what your honeymoon's going to be
like.
I see
what you mean.
Yeah.
You envision who you're going to be paired with. And, you know, without giving spoilers, it's confession week now. So a lot does come up for me around, I guess, previous relationships and what I actually did ask for in a partner. So when they said they found me the man of my dreams, I, at this stage, kind of expected that and aren't seeing past what I asked for versus what I got. So even though Jake and I look beautiful together, for me, this isn't what I asked for, it's what he asked for.
So are you on the show to find love, or are you on here just for publicity and to get a, you know, grow your Instagram?
Oh, if anyone lives in Instagram world, then that's them. I live in the real world. I honestly think Cam and Jules set that in get, and I have been in love before, lucky enough. So when someone calls you up and says, hey, we found the man of your dreams, why wouldn't you go say hello to him? At this stage, I walked down the aisle and said, I think you've stitched me up. And again, producers, you know, need to create drama and content. There's a few other couples on there you'll see not getting along right now, and they're just not compatible at this stage.
I know you keep saying you're sort of blaming what you said on the producers, but don't you think it's a little bit mean still calling someone boring whilst they're sitting in front of you?
Well, let's give the context, because you just said about the honeymoon. And obviously, as a girl, Jade, you had a dream honeymoon in mind, right? So you've gone on the honeymoon with Jake. Now, I'm guessing you were expecting some sort of hot fireworks to happen and some spontaneity. Was none of that there?
No, none of that was there. It was very awkward. And in regards to the boring thing, this is the thing with Jake and we always promised to be upfront and honest. Everything you're seeing unfold at the dinner party wasn't anything that we hadn't had conversations about.
Right, okay.
So it wasn't like it was a first to hear, you know, anything that he didn't know was going on between us.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we went home as a very happy, well, not a happy couple, but a couple that knew where we stood before, and we stood the same when we left.
Do you know what? This year, Beck, I do watch the show, and I think these guys all seem like 18-year-old boys, and they're all men in their 30s. It's a bit concerning.
Well, that dinner party is the first time us girls actually get to meet all the guys. So, yeah, I'll agree with that 100%.
Is there anyone else who caught your eye at the dinner party?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So it's just a big no for everyone.
Shout. At this stage, yeah.
Jake's probably the best-looking guy on the show this year. But I guess, you know, that's what they say. Jade, you say it all the time. You know, the better-looking they are, the bigger dud they are, right?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, they just get it so easy, Beck. You know what I mean? Like, they've never had to try and please a woman.
that's actually a thing as well. So Jake was quite taken back because he'd never met someone. He just thought, oh, everyone jumps at me, you're going to jump at me too. So that's kind of where we kind of collided as well, where I was like, no, I didn't really ask for looks. I asked more for banter and laughing.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. That's all I asked for. So,
Beck, I've got to ask, what's Alessandro like behind the scenes? Because we were supposed to have her on our show, and she pulled the pin as well. So we want to know, like, what's she like behind the scenes? How do you think it's changing the show, in like from your perspective?
Is it changing the show? Look, I didn't really watch the show before.
I love that.
She is beautiful. I have a little thing for the accent she's got going. So anything she says, I'm like, yes, okay, I'll try that, no matter what she says, because of the accent. So,
she could tell you to...
Lovely.
She could tell her to send your, like, send all your money across to her, and you'd be like, yes, I'll give that a go.
Look, if she asked, I probably would give it a go. As soon as you finally see them, you're just asking for any advice, because you're just like, you guys are apparently the ones that paired us. Tell me why, because I'm currently... scratching my head.
Yeah, cool. It's going to get juicy by the sounds of it. Just real quick, too. Obviously, you got married in the Hunter Valley. Did you get to Jake? Did you get to spend much time in our region? Because obviously, we're just down the road in Newcastle.
Oh, beautiful. No, we stayed in the Hunter Valley, in for our honeymoon, just down the road, and then straight into Sydney and, yeah, the dinner party.
Let's end it on a good note, Beck. Give us one nice thing about Jake that you admire. Other than his looks.
A thousand million things I love about Jake, who he is as a person. I'd say the main thing, he has patience.
Yeah, that's a good trait to have, right?
That is.
Oh, well, good stuff. Good luck with everything, Beck. We appreciate your time this morning. Maths continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9, guys.
But what did you train your partners to do on 13:10:09, guys, I was so proud of Benny, right? So he'd put the washing on and I was like, oh, I'll hang it out. So I get out there, I start hanging up my washing, and then bless his heart, my husband, he put my bras in the bra wash bag, and I was thinking, oh, I've taught him how to do that. Like, I just thought it was so adorable and I was so proud of him because...
There's a bra wash bag.
Yeah, so...
Right. It's a little, like, mesh bag you put them in.
I'm learning so much about bras this week. It's
you know, it's good to put your delicate items in. It helps to, like, get a longer life out of your bra because it doesn't get tangled on all the clothes, so it just protects them in the wash.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, bless his heart, Benny's, like, put my bras into the bra bag and put them in there. I was so proud. I thought on 13:10:09, what have you taught your partners to do? And now they do it.
It only took him 16 years.
Damn straight. He's only just started doing this in the last, like, well, that was the first time I've noticed. So 16 years, there you go.
All right, we'll take your calls after this on 13:10:09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What did you train your partner to do?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is because my husband, Benny, I'm so proud of him, guys, because it's taken 17 years this year, actually, for him to learn to put my bras into the bra wash bag before he puts them in. And I was out there on Sunday. He'd put the washing on. I was hanging it up, and then I came across my bras in the wash bag.
Wow.
And I was so proud because I finally taught him how to do it.
You just put them in and zip it up, isn't it?
It's that easy. But and he didn't even shout out to me, where's the bra wash bag? He just found it. I was so proud. So that's why we thought, you know, on 13:10:09, what have you finally trained your partner to do?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. What did you train your partner to do, Joe?
Unroll his undies and socks and hankies before putting them in the wash basket.
So he just used to bunch them all up in there.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's just gross. I hate touching them. So I'm like, nah, you got to learn to do this or I'm not washing them.
They don't wash properly like that either.
No, they don't. And that's what drives me nuts. I'm like, it's, you know, how did you manage before you met me?
It's actually amazing the amount of men who don't know how to roll their socks up properly as well.
Yep.
Like, I still don't. I just throw them all in, and then every morning, it's a mad dash to find socks. Pass to the show.
Good job, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Well trained, well trained.
We're talking about our partners like they're dogs. Not that I have one, but I did.
Time to meet Sean. How you doing?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Really good. What have you taught or trained your partner to do?
I taught the ex-partner to vacuum the bottom of the vacuum head, the little bristles on it.
Oh, to clean the actual brush itself.
Yes.
Always, like, filled up with her hair or something, was it before?
Yes, dust and stuff. And once it gets full, the vacuum doesn't seem to work.
Were you disappointed? Because obviously you're talking about your ex, so you've broken up. Are you in a new relationship, and have you had to retrain this new partner to do the same thing?
No, I'm a single dad of three kids now.
Single and ready to mingle.
Oh, God. Well, do you know what? Let's send you to the show, All Good Men.
Yeah, with
the
kids, family pass, this weekend. All yours.
Excellent.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Makes the
world go. Guys, of course, last year was my 30th, March 27th, and obviously due to COVID, hit at the same time, ruined my entire birthday. Like, it did a lot of events.
Yeah.
So this year, I'm doing my 30-plus-1 party.
I love this, right? I'm all about kind of novelty age parties.
Now yeah. I get the invite, because you said it like that on the invite.
Like 30-plus-1.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was quite self-explanatory, don't you think, Jade? I mean, what else would have that meant? Just asking.
No, because you're trying to do the whole play on 30th, birthdays in one.
Anyway, I've changed the date of it because I'm moving into my new place and there's a lot of costs involved. So I thought I'm going to defer my party for a couple of weeks, right? But what I've done is I've overbooked the amount of people that are staying at mine, and I need to tell one of my very good friends that they need to sleep in a hotel, and I don't know which one to tell it. Say that to yet. So
you need our help to work out who you need to kick out to a hotel for your birthday party.
Yes, Jay.
I've got a strategy already in mind.
Yes, you do.
I've already got a strategy in mind. I'm going to tell you. I'll wait.
Thank you, Crevo. Thank you. You're very helpful.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
It's my birthday, I'ma spend my money. Yeah, my big 30-plus-1 party is happening next month. I'm so excited because I'm taking over the lease for my apartment and it's the first time that I'm entertaining.
This is great.
A lot of costs involved at the moment with moving. You know what it's like. Yeah, bonds and cleaning, blah, blah, blah. So basically, mm-hmm. I've deferred the party until the 2nd of April. Now, I didn't realise that was the Easter long weekend.
Is that the Saturday, is it?
Think so,
Yeah.
So, actually, it's sort of good in a way, because it's a four-day bender.
You can recover.
You got time.
Will you be joining, Jade?
At some point.
The Saturday is good for me, actually. Yeah. On the Sunday, so it's
great.
Perfect.
Mm. Dilemma, though, in my excitement of wanting to entertain all of my friends at my new place, what I've done is I've invited them all to stay. And I've got so many people now that I've promised to stay at my house that I have to literally tell one of my really great friends that they can't stay now.
How many people have you got staying?
Yeah, so who have you booked to?
So, here we go. So, my friend Lee, who is a very dear friend of mine, I said, look, you can come up for my birthday weekend. He's very particular with where he stays, so he wants like a room with an ensuite. So I said, you know what? You can have my room.
Wow,
that's very generous.
Well,
a little demanding.
It's just, you know, the kind thing to do.
Well, no, yes, it's nice, but a bit demanding of your friend. I only want to stay somewhere with an ensuite.
My friend Brooklyn and his partner Damien are coming up, so there's another two.
That's a couple.
Now, where I've gone wrong is I got a call from a good friend of mine, Bobby, who I went to radio school with, and we were up in Darwin working together, right? And he goes, Maddie, I'm coming to Newcastle. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's been so long. I said, you can stay at mine. He's like, it's the Easter long weekend. I didn't realise that my birthday was getting held on the long weekend, so now I've said that Bobby can stay as well. So I need to call some people.
So you've got four people you promised to stay.
Yeah.
Only got, what's the sleeping arrangements?
So there's my bed.
Yeah.
I've got a double mattress and the couch.
Okay.
Technically, we can do it, but bit weird.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
Two people on a couch, two people on the floor in the lounge room. Next to the people on the couch.
It's a slumber party. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't want that.
What's wrong with that, Maddie?
Friends don't care.
Yeah,
if your friends are judging you on sleeping arrangements, you need new friends because, like, that's ridiculous.
Nobody's judging me, Jade.
Well, they should be grateful that you've got a place to stay.
I should say to maybe my friend Brooklyn, because he's in a couple, go to the hotel.
Why don't you just... Well, you could offer that, right? Yeah. But then you could also say... You could just say, if you want, we can all sleep there. It's just going to be crowded.
I've got a solution. You let Lee stay at my place because I know he's bringing his brand new chihuahua with him. And he's more than welcome to stay at my place, and then I'll babysit the Chichosh while he's partying hard.
So I did tell him this yesterday.
Yeah.
That you wanted to look after the dog.
I'm so down. I'm ready for the opportunity.
And he said no, didn't he?
He said no.
You know why? He's jealous that it'll like me more than him.
I doubt that's the reason.
No, I'm the chihuahua whisperer.
Also, still trying to steal my friends.
Are you jealous, Maddie?
I don't want to steal Lee. I'll be frank. I want to steal his dog.
Who's more jealous? The dog? Maddie? Lee? I'm confused about the whole situation.
So,
also, I want to make a point here.
Yeah.
I think that if anyone should go to a hotel, it's Lee. The most demanding person.
Yeah, but he's got the chihuahua. Yeah, come to mine. Just let him come stay at mine.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to contact him.
We have to vote Big Brother style. I'll just do that. Yeah. We'll do it behind the scenes.
Oh,
sorry, bye.
Get everyone in the room.
Come to vote.
It's so expensive, though, now. Easter long weekend. I feel bad.
He can stay free.
He doesn't want to stay at your house.
He does.
You have no air conditioning.
You know what? He can sleep in my room. And so just so I can snuggle with the baby chihuahua.
He won't let you. I said Jade wants to look after Schatzi.
Yeah.
And he said...
What's its name?
Schatzi.
So it's German for sweet thing.
Sounds like something else.
Schatzi.
Anyway, you're not looking after the dog, Jade.
Oh, damn.
Sorry,
it.
Doll. You tried. Birthday lotto up next, Creamer.
Yeah, we're after anyone born in the month of June. If you want to score yourself $650, get a run at it. All you need to do is call up 131009. Jade will spin the birthday balls if your birth date comes out.
748.
600.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto. $650 on the line. It's starting to get real interesting. It's an easy way to win money. All you need to do to win is be born. Tick, tick, tick. You've probably qualified.
Easy peasy.
I'd be worried if you hadn't.
Yeah. Of course, we are looking for June babies just now. That's what we're after. And we do have a competitor.
We do. Jasmine, she's 25 years old from Westwalls, and she's a childcare educator. And one of her hobbies is sewing. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So what's the latest thing you've sewn?
I do scrunchies, but the biggest thing that I tried to make was a baby romper for my daughter. Didn't really go to plan.
Okay.
She ended up looking like she was wearing a potato sack. So.
Oh. Not ideal.
We went to Spotlight. Jade and I went to Spotlight the other day, Jasmine, and she noticed a sewing machine, and she said, I should get a sewing machine. I said, absolutely not. Another hobby.
Yeah, it's definitely a very intricate task. You've got to be patient.
It also says here you're an ambivert in your friendship group. So that's a person who has a balance of extrovert and introvert features in their personality. What's the most extroverted thing that you've done?
Oh, look, I mean, I'm pretty wild when I'm drunk, but that's about it.
I love it.
Very loud and noisy.
I didn't know an ambivert was a thing. I thought you just one or the other.
Yeah, well, we're all
learning. No, well, I didn't know until a few months ago when another educator at my centre described me as an ambivert, and I was like, what are you talking about? So,
an ambivert.
Yeah. I like how you're just rolling with it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's me.
All right, let's spin these birthday balls for Jasmine. $650 up for grabs.
Okay.
Spinning around, popping out.
So, I really hope you're born on the 5th of June.
You're joking, I'm the 4th.
Oh!
So close.
I'm
so
not
close.
Joking.
Damn it. Tick family pass to the show coming your way though, Jasmine.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. Our pleasure. Enjoy our $650 birthday lotto. Back again before 9 o'clock.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go?
go now.
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I'm not going to obviously go and bang my cousin.
Oh. The only thing you said was stopping us because you're happily married. If you got married, you wouldn't have to change your last name.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
So, guys, story out yesterday about a Melbourne mum who said she was proud of her six-year-old son who punched his school bully. Now, this has, of course, sent the internet into a tailspin because a lot of people are saying violence is never the answer, and another big group of people are saying it's a school bully. How awful. That kid got what he deserved.
Mm.
For me, I'm going with the violence is never the answer side of things.
I tend to agree with the, yeah, you can't. Do you know what? As satisfying as it is, let's be honest, to put a bully in their place, you should never, ever hit them back.
See, I disagree. I 100% think, you know, I would be proud of my kid if they stood up for themselves. And, you know, as long as they didn't throw the first punch, you know, you throw the last, good. And you know what? Half, most of the time, they won't bully you again.
Mm. 13-10-09, we'll discuss it more, but do you think it's right or wrong to be proud of your son for punching a bully?
It's going to get heated.
It is going to get heated.
Jade's all primed. Look at her. She's moving and twisting her seat, pointing at me.
No, I'm not pointing.
It's on.
It's not on. I don't want to. I'm not like, but it's just where my opinion is.
Very good.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And 13-10-09 this morning, we're asking you, would you be proud of your child for punching the bully?
So, a mum has shared a very honest post on Facebook, and she's actually a parenting blogger. So, you know, a lot of people are settling down with a Sav Blanc and having a good read of this and then letting their opinions be known on the internet, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
This is the sort of vibe that these websites go for. So, this lady, her name is Laura, she said her son was being bullied by another child, and basically this other kid pushed her son on the playground. The kid then punched the other kid. So basically punched the bully back. Of course, he got in trouble and has told his mum when he got home. And his mum did, like, give the child ways to deal with this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, deep down, I was proud of him for punching the other kid, for punching the bully.
You're leaving out she did say for standing up for himself, which he did. So,
yeah, well, she said, my son punched another kid today. I was proud of him.
You can say that, Jade, but violence is never the answer.
I'm not saying it is the answer, but the thing is, you know, I'm certainly not going to be upset with my child for standing up for themselves. Like I said, you never want to be the first one to throw the first punch. But in the perfect world, we should use our words. But if we lived in the perfect world, there wouldn't be bullies.
Do you know what this creates, this culture of, yeah, you get him? It creates the whole one-punch culture, which has killed so many people.
Oh, please.
No, that's not an oh, please. I mean,
yeah,
that's just, it's not that, Jade.
No, because you're making excuses up for bullies. Oh, it's okay for bullies to get around and using their words and punching kids.
No.
But if a kid stands up for himself and fights back to a bully, they're the one in the wrong? I don't think so.
I just don't think violence is the answer.
Violent children become violent adults, Jade.
You can't. It doesn't matter.
I'm not concerning. I'm saying violence is wrong, obviously. But the thing is, if you need to defend yourself and fight back because a bully's coming at you, then that's fair. And you know what? I would be proud of my child for standing up for themselves. That's all I'm saying.
That's your opinion.
That's the debate.
Let's go to the phones. Gabby, hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, hello, going
Gabby.
Well. Gabby, what are your thoughts on this one?
I mean, it's a really difficult one. You certainly don't want to encourage violence. Having said that, when I was a kid, I got really badly bullied once.
Yeah.
I tried reasoning with him. I tried going to the principal. Nothing actually really worked. It wasn't until my dad picked him up and threatened to actually do to him what he did to me, that magically he started behaving and changed schools.
There you go.
Fair enough. There's one opinion. Thank you, Gabby.
And
appreciate that.
I'm really sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Who have we got next?
Holly, hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Holly, tell me what your thoughts are on this one.
Well, my thoughts are probably very similar to most mothers in the sense that if my child's going to be punched by somebody, then, you know, I think she has the right to be able to punch them back. But, you know, there are other avenues as well.
Yeah.
So would you be proud of your child if they did punch back? Because, I mean, this woman's gloating about it on the internet.
It was in the face as well.
Well, I don't think I'm going to gloat about it on the internet, but, you know, if someone hits my child and she hit them back reactively, then I'm probably not going to punish her over that.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. I agree with you on that one.
Let's go to Di up next.
Hey, Di, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, mate. How are you doing?
Going well.
Do you think you would be proud of your child if they punched a bully?
Look, not so much proud, mate, but if they're getting picked on, definitely hit back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the consensus.
If they don't hit back, it's going to keep continuing.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids are older now, but you know Brooke, she's Down syndrome. We've met you guys before.
Oh, we love her. Hey. Hello, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, she was picked on going through school.
Yeah.
And she was in special classes and with other special kids. And the 3 years that went on, she ended up putting the kid back. Kid left her alone.
Yeah.
So, Di, I've got a question for you, right? So, what my concern about hitting back, right, is that it might be innocent enough when you're in primary school or you're, you know, 5 or 6 years old and, you know, these things happen with kids sometimes. But that then can turn into when you're in high school having, you know, schoolyard bullies. And then that in turn can turn into adult violence. And I think, you know, if you give it a pass when, you know, your child is young, it kind of sets them up to think that it's okay to react like that in their everyday life. If you think, oh, well, they bullied me, I'm going to punch them. Like, I just think that it's...
That comes down to parenting, though, and separating the difference, Maddie.
Yeah, it definitely does, mate. I mean, and like, you guys haven't got kids.
Yeah.
So it's until you're in that situation with the child and you watch that kid coming home crying because this is a constant thing.
I think every school teacher out there, don't you think, would be hearing this right now and going, well, we're here as well. Like, you know.
Yeah, but they can't do a lot. Most of the time you hear that they'll listen, but nothing gets done, unfortunately. Yeah. I think it's very hard to be dealt with at a school level, which is unfortunate.
You know what? I mean, a lot of school teachers, obviously, they have children as well. And, I mean, if it was happening to them and their kids and watching it, being a school teacher, they can't say, hey, hit back. But in their minds, they're probably thinking, you know, this kid doesn't need a smack for that kid to leave them alone.
So what happens, right, just quickly? What happens if your child, let's live in hypothetical world for a second, hits a bully back and that bully falls back and hits their head? And seriously damaged. There's so many other factors in this thing that could go wrong.
Like, what happens? We can do the same thing, Maddie.
Exactly.
You're missing the point. Thank you for your call, Di. Appreciate that. Let's take one more.
Yeah, we'll go to Chantel. Your son has taken on a bully recently. How's all that worked out?
Hello?
Oh, hello? Oh, no, Chantel. We're after Chantel, but there's a different line there.
Yeah, no, all good. Look, I love how you roll your eyes, Jade. Like, I mean, it's just an opinion, though. That's just all I'm saying.
Don't get offended, Maddie. It's my opinion.
I know, but, you know. Anyway, let's move on, shall we?
Yeah,
what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I've got details on how Piers Morgan feels about the Royals sitting down with Oprah.
He's always got something to say, Piers Morgan.
Like Meghan Markle at all. Also, too, a bit of a Golden Globes update.
No, good stuff.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Boss. Boss. Boss.
Producer Jackson, hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Tell us, what's making news today?
The Golden Globes, of course, because they happened yesterday. So a lot of celebs boycotted them. I don't know if you've heard about the controversy.
No.
Just no diversity within the awards shows and who's being nominated. So there was a hashtag Time's Up Globes. Olivia Wilde, America Ferrera, Jennifer Aniston, all of these big celebs just completely boycotted it. We're posting on social media how much of a joke it is. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, who of course hosted the awards, even pointed it out.
Let us explain what this even is. The Golden Globes are awards given out by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association is made up of around 90 international no black journalists who attend movie junkets each year in search of a better life. We say around 90 because a couple of them might be ghosts, and it's rumored that the German member is just a sausage that somebody drew a little face on.
So, I mean, they're the hosts calling
Shots
it out.
Fired.
Jesus.
Yeah, they also hosted from separate sides of the country, which was really cool. Amy Poehler in LA, Tina Fey in New York, really funny women. Sacha Baron Cohen, though, he appeared live from Sydney, Australia, because him and Isla Fisher are living down here at the moment.
Of course.
So Isla Fisher just looked completely nervous whilst watching along as he gave acceptance speeches. Of course, like, you're married to Borat, you'd be terrified he's going to do something
at
crazy.
At all times, yeah.
But I'm giving him the award for the funniest acceptance speech, calling out the awards, also taking a stab at Julie Rudiani.
Thank you to the all-white Hollywood Foreign Press. I've got to say, this movie couldn't have been possible without my co-star. I'm talking, of course, about Rudy Giuliani. Our movie was just the beginning for him. Rudy went on to star in a string of comedy films, hits like Four Seasons Landscaping, Here to Die Another Day, and the Corum drama, A Very Public Fart.
Incredible.
Wow.
I can't say that guy's name, though. I always get it wrong. I always say Julie Rudiani.
It's Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani.
It does my head in.
He's the big...
Trump lawyer.
The big makeup, like, runner.
Yeah, when he put mascara in his hair.
Oh, poor guy. Look, he's going bald. Anyone who's going bald, give him a break.
No sympathy from me.
Yeah.
He's a big old scumbag.
Moving on to another scumbag, Piers Morgan. He's always got a lot to say, right? I can't stand this guy.
He hates Meghan Markle, you're right. He has gone on a massive vendetta against her since she's joined the royal family.
To the point where it's like, I get if you don't like somebody. We all don't like people, right? But don't bully people. I mean, this is the whole problem that she's faced. He is, like, it's just irony when he's doing exactly to her and then criticizing what she left the UK for.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's done her big Oprah sit down with Harry. This is a taste of it.
Were you silent or were you silenced? I just want to make it clear to everybody, there is no subject that's off limits. Almost unsurvivable sounds like there was a breaking point.
My biggest concern was history repeating itself.
You've said some pretty shocking things here. Wait, hold up. Wait a minute.
Now, he has just seen that little clip, and he's come out furious, calling them hypocrites, saying that they're spitting in the face of anyone that's died or had COVID. He says that they are despicable human beings, a disgrace to the nation.
I think he's just describing himself.
I can't wait to watch this. Just overnight, some reports were out. A lot of people are making comparisons to the Martin Bashir famous Princess Diana interview where she unloaded on what was going on behind the scenes in the royal family. So this is big.
Because, Jade, you were saying earlier today you're very keen to watch this.
Yeah, I am. I can't wait, to be honest.
Oprah plus royals. It's a winning combination.
When is that released, Jackson?
I'm not 100% sure because they're just releasing the teasers, but I'm pretty sure it comes out very soon. I think it all depends on what happens with Old Mate in the hospital.
Prince Philip.
Yeah, they've just transferred him to another hospital.
I saw that.
It's not looking great for him. I mean, they're saying that he's still all right, but they're delaying it and they have to keep re-editing it because they don't want to offend the royal family.
Jeez, imagine being in the editing room.
Then, you know, go hell for leather.
Well, that's another point. You can probably add more in.
Yeah,
I guess so. Stuff. Well, yeah, you could talk about him more, I guess.
You'd be scared that the Queen's going to pull the plug, though, just so it doesn't get...
Well, it's not... Relieved. The BBC aren't airing it over in the UK, but apparently a different television network are taking it over there and everyone's getting upset because they're like, what happened to freedom of speech? Because the royal family don't... they're saying that they might have something to do with the BBC not airing it. So everyone's just like, well, you can't just blanket their opinions on what's going on.
And that's possible, but it's also possible that it's just because it's Oprah, it's just going to the highest bidder. We know she loves cash.
Well, that is true. That's how she used to give away all those free cars. You get a car. You get a car.
The BBC is notoriously cashed up, so they probably just didn't have the money for it.
You get a car, but you pay the stamp duty and the insurance costs. Right.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? 105 minutes commercial freeze coming up next with producer Jackson.
No. Oh. Aussie Boys Jet Band.
There's no swearing in that song, is there? What?
There is, and that's the new FM version, so I thought, hey, may as well get done. Katy Perry as well in there.
Lovely.
I know you'll like this, Maddie.
You know me all too well. Yes. My beating dance heart. Yeah. So Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, plus your chance to win tickets to the show across the day here at New FM.
And guys, I'm really excited to tell you about this news that I discovered when I went out to Morpeth on the weekend. So one of my favourite places to go. And when I was there, I went up to the Morpeth Art Gallery.
Another of your favourite places within a favourite place.
Exactly. And you've got to go there and check out the artwork because it's amazing. Okay. Trevor and Janelle, they do fantastic work. And when I go there, I check up with them, see what. There's no plugs. I haven't bought any of their amazing art just yet. But. But the thing is, they've told me about this.
Priming them for a discount.
No. They've told me about this incredible exhibition that they've got coming up, and it involves Mark Chopper Reed. So whether, you know, you can't stand the guy or you're fascinated about his life, because he did lead a colourful one, they are holding an exhibition of his artwork, which you probably didn't know he even did. So if you want to get a piece of, you know, bit of an Aussie icon, if that's what you want to call him, I'm going to tell you more about it in a sec because this is huge.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How would you describe yourself? What is the job or trade you've been doing for the last 10 years?
Garbage disposal. A sanitary engineer.
So we're
that
chatting.
Voice makes you shudder, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we're chatting about Mark Chopper Reed. You would have heard of him. Obviously, he's notorious here in Australia. He's sort of the Ned Kelly of our times, a lot of people are saying. So, obviously.
He killed 19 people, Jade.
Ned Kelly murdered people too. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying it how he is. That's what he's known for.
Of course.
You can't.
And
deny that.
And his fairly average stage show.
That's true as well. He did quite a lot of that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. End. So basically, okay, so about Chopper. Okay, he spent 13 months outside of prison between the ages of 20 and 38. So only 13 months. That's a long time in jail. In that time, as part of his therapy, he would paint. And a lot of people don't know this, but when he did go on that tour that you mentioned, so he went around talking about his life and, and what he did, and he would actually still paint on the road. And at the end of these, shows, he would actually sell a couple of paintings. And his bodyguard, in particular, because he still needed to be escorted everywhere because he had, you know, threats on his life.
Yeah.
He would occasionally buy a painting that he thought was all right. So turns out Chopper's bodyguard actually lives locally here in our region. And he has a huge collection of Chopper's paintings. He has about 40, in fact, that he's bought over the years of being his bodyguard.
Wow.
And now these paintings are actually going to be at the Morpeth Gallery on exhibition, and you can purchase these paintings.
Very interesting.
Fascinating. And so when I went there on the weekend, I got a sneak peek of some of these paintings, and
You're a big star, Jade. We'll let have a look at this.
Pre-preview.
They will do that for anyone if
media,
you go there.
Media, you're a media star. Come on through.
But, you know, a lot of people, like, again, you know, he did do some bad things. But, you know, a lot of people find him fascinating as a person. And he has these paintings, some of them not too bad.
Do you have any pictures of them?
So, I've just been Googling them.
So they're a bit different. Some would say modern art, but so if you want to check out his stuff, it's actually going to be from the 1st of April to the 14th of April. I'm definitely going to go and check him out because I actually think it's incredible that we're actually going to be showcasing this just down the road in Morpeth, which is pretty amazing.
How long does it take to drive to Morpeth?
Oh, from here, Newcastle? Like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not far.
Very good. I mean, are you going to buy one?
No. I looked at the prices, but of course the one that I liked was super expensive.
Price range, what are we talking for your everyday Joe out there?
$3,000 to up to around about $13,000.
So nothing under $3,000.
Yeah.
So I looked on eBay.
Yeah.
There's one going for $2,900. That's the cheapest I can find.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to highlight that this is an incredible thing happening in our region, the fact that they have this. And you can also go there and look at all the other work that they have there. But
can I have a look?
People from all over Australia actually coming to this exhibition. Like, it's huge.
It's an interesting character.
You don't have to like the guy, you can appreciate what...
It's so fascinating, though, I guess, was doing this sort of thing.
Exactly.
Like, that's what fascinates me more, that, you know, after all he's been through in his life, he decided to paint.
And it's what's incredible about these paintings. So on the back, he signed them all, and he's written what they're about. He was actually... he couldn't read and write, and he was also dyslexic, so... When he can actually, you know, see some of the incredible things he's written on the back. One of them says there's one he's painted of a flower.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back he's written, I think it was, you could say that it was coming, hey mate, Carl Williams. So he's written Carl Williams, you could say it was coming, and he's written ha ha. And it's like this picture for Carl Williams that he did. It's actually incredible. If you're into Australian criminal history and all that sort of thing.
Mm.
Features 41 paintings and a coffin turned into a coffee table.
Yeah.
It'll be on display and for sale at Morpeth Gallery over 2 weeks. How much is the coffee table?
I don't know how much that was on there.
I'm going to make a call from a collectability standpoint.
Yeah.
I actually think they'd probably be a decent investment.
Oh, huge.
Because prison art is actually highly collectible. So artwork done by prisoners in prison. What adds to this...
Stray's most famous one.
Exactly. He's the most famous. And it's totally... There's only as many as he's done. There's no more being made.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he has this cult status.
He does. And, like, the people, so many people who saw the movie with Eric Bana, came out in 2000. Like, it's a part of history that you can buy. But I just think it's incredible that our art gallery at Morpeth has taken the opportunity to do this. And it's just great for our region. So...
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to put that out there, guys.
You need to support this and buy one, Jade.
Yeah, you should buy one.
Oh, look, you know, if I had the money, the one I want, obviously I picked the most expensive.
UFM just paid for the airtime.
No, it's not about
Jade
that.
Zone's chopper pain now. That's
look,
weird.
I wish. But no, it's really cool. So anyway, if you're a chopper fan,
good
you'll want to go and check it out.
Good job. Morpeth, hey, who knew? Dare to do it in the day.
They're very progressive out there, art gallery.
Birthday Lotto up next.
Yeah, we're looking for March babies. 13-10-09. If you were born in March and you want to score yourself $650, that's what's up for grabs today.
Okay, we'll take your calls after this. 13-10-09 at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
You don't have to be a big talent or know about heaps of topics like a big quiz thing or anything to win money here. All you need is to be born and have a birthday and that's it. You're qualified. You're ready to go.
We're simple folk here.
Yeah, that's right. We keep it easy. $650 on the table today. We're looking for March babies.
Excellent.
Let's meet one.
Let's go to Joanna. She's a commercial cleaner and just spent her first holiday since COVID in Canberra. She's trying to relocate to the US with her American partner, but COVID is making it a nightmare. Hey, Joanna.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, going well. How was the big bearer?
It was actually kind of busy. There was a lot of tourists. I think everyone was trying to travel because no one's been able to.
Canberra's a bit of a dark horse, isn't it? Because,
yeah.
If you're just driving through, you think, this place is actually a shithole.
There's so many roundabouts and no billboards. Yeah. But then you realise there's actually a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, there's so much to see there. That's the first time my husband's been down there, and we're driving down there, and we're driving through, the countryside, and he's I can't imagine there being a city.
What was your favourite part of going to Canberra? Recommendations for people who are inspired by this chat?
He liked the War Memorial.
Oh, yeah. Always good.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. All right. Well, great. Joanna, let's spin these balls for you. Here we go. $650 up for grabs. Let's replenish that bank account.
What was the lucky month?
March.
All right, here we go. I really hope you were born on the 13th of March.
No, the
1st. Too bad.
Joanna,
thank you so much,
I'll give you a family pass to the show.
Awesome, thank you.
Enjoy that, okay? You won't find a show like this on Netflix. Tickets,
no.
newcastleshow.com.au. It's happening this weekend. We can't wait. Birthday lotto, though, up to $675 tomorrow.
Hey, I can't wait. I hope it gets up to, $2,000 and someone wins the
I don't know. I hope it goes off. That's something else, then. 105 commercial freeze coming up next with Jackson. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Sigala and James Arthur. I've got that
lovely.
On the way. This is the latest from Amy Shark and Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Interesting combo.
I need to give this one. I haven't listened to it all the way through.
You know what? Didn't like it at first, but then it hit me in the feels on the way to work a couple of days ago, really early in the morning. There's something about just driving on a freeway and nothing in my life sad, but everything was in that 3 minutes and it really just felt great.
You know what, Jackson? Yeah. I actually saw a little bit of the teaser in the film clip for it. Amy Shark just looked like she was having the greatest time performing next to Keith Urban.
Of course she would be.
I know, but it was just nice to see someone happy because they're just living out their dreams.
She seems like a sweet girl, but she looks like every girl that I went to school with.
Watch out, Nicole. Oh, Daryl. There's a man.
Well.
Jade, you're into Daryl, aren't you?
No.
You like old men.
No. I liked him in his younger days.
Not now.
Rock stars. I thought you were into that.
No.
You
not
like Alice
Daryl.
Cooper.
Yeah, but a bit different.
Daryl Braithwaite's so much better looking than Alice Cooper. Just saying.
It's not about looks.
What's it about then?
It's about...
Some sort of energy?
The energy, the charisma.
Big clothing style.
Yeah, I love those masculine tight leather pants.
The accent even. There's lots of factors
guys,
for Alice.
Enjoy.
People.
2:09. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Your new FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.